So Paul was going from place to place, sharing about the good news of Jesus. And in some places, he was telling Jewish people, and in other places, he was telling non-Jewish people. Now, sometimes Paul would work to provide for his own needs, like in Ephesus, where he built tents for a living. And other times, Paul would stay in someone's home, like in Philippi, where he stayed with Lydia and her family. Then there were other times where a church in the region would gather together money and send it to Paul so that he could focus on sharing about Jesus full time. Now the church in Philippi sent money to Paul on multiple occasions, and sometime later, Paul wrote them a letter of thanks, in which he said to them, "I thank God every time I think of you, because you have partnered with me in all of my journeys to share about Jesus. I hold you in my heart, and I can't wait to see you again. When I was in need, you were the only church to send me aid, and you did this more than once. I want you to know that I am grateful for you, and that God's pleased with you, because your gifts are an offering to him. I also want you to know that whether I live or die, the important thing is that Jesus is glorified through me. Nothing matters except for knowing Jesus. So be humble like Jesus was humble, and be of the same heart and mind, and don't complain or argue about anything, but pray about everything, and above all, be joyful."